Joining me live in studio right now this morning is Amy Moon talking about the Jumpstart Your Business. And also Kate Guessford is joining us over the phone this morning. She's the owner of Old Farm Dog, one of the businesses that won a previous Jumpstart Your Business course. And both in studio. Amy, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Hey, doing well. Appreciate it. And Kate, how about you? We got you out there.
Doing great, dude.
Awesome.
Thanks so much.
Hey, perfect. Thank you very much, both of you, for joining us. And Jumpstart Your Business is on the way. Another course starting in September. But look, guys, I don't think we could even talk about the course without bringing up Ken. Kate, last time we talked about Jumpstart Your Business, you were actually here in studio with me and Ken Shibley, of course, sitting right next to you. He's such a longstanding tradition and helped make Jumpstart Your Business what it was. And it was shortly after that interview that he unexpectedly passed away and we lost him. And I just want to give you both a chance to talk about Ken because he was so instrumental for this program. And Kate, maybe I'll give you the chance to go first.
Yeah, thanks, Duke. So I have thought about Ken so much this summer with Old Dog Farm. He really believed in it, and this isn't an easy place to farm. And I just felt his support all summer. And we carried out our vision. I got five small growers to work together, one of whom was a good friend of Ken's and put the two of us in touch. So it just really felt like we were making him proud.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you. And Amy, I'll be honest, when you reached out to me and said, hey, can we do an interview for Jumpstart Your Business? I went, yes, it's still happening because Ken was the driving force on this and he really got it rolling.
Absolutely. Ken and a friend of his started Jumpstart Your Business 13 years ago, and it really is a passion project for him. And it was something that he felt was very important for the Valley. And Ken had been very instrumental in supporting the Valley and helping the Valley to grow. And this was definitely something he had a lot of passion for. And teaching people how to run a business so that it keeps going is so important for our local economy.
Absolutely, no question. And so it is continuing Jumpstart Your Business back in September. So Amy, give us the details on the upcoming course.
Absolutely. So it is a series of 8 courses. It's the very first class starts on September 10th. These classes are completely free to everyone, and they are the presenters are local business owners. So it's people who live in the Valley, who know how the Valley works and what it's like to do business in the Valley, who are presenting for these classes.
And they're each week is kind of a different topic, right? It takes a deep dive into a specific part of running a business and how it all works.
Correct. So the classes, all the classes are focused on writing a business plan, which is so important for running a business because it basically lays out what your business is all about, how you want it to move, and what it is you're looking to achieve with your business. So our very first class on September 10th is Writing Business Plans. And that is hosted or put on by Rob Condi, who is with the Wyoming Small Business Development Center. And he comes up special from Rock Springs to present this class. After that, we're going to have courses on accounting, business structure, financials, how to build your business, sales and marketing, and we're going to have some time for people to write their business plans as well.
It's worth mentioning as well, Amy, I think this course is not only good for those who are going to be starting a business, entrepreneurs who are launching one, but for those who have maybe been in business a while and could use a little help putting together a formal plan. It's for both of those, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think it is a fabulous, even if you've been running a business for decades, and maybe you need a refresher, or maybe you want to know what the latest is. And you can just come to one class, or you can come to all of them. And it is, you know, and there are a lot of people who've been in business for a while and they don't realize what it is they don't know. So this is a great way to find out what those things are.
Absolutely. Kate Guessford also joining us over the phone this morning, owner of Old Dog Farms. Kate, you went through this course. It helped you launch your business and turn it into a successful business. What was your experience like with Jumpstart Your Business?
I really valued the time to be guided through thinking about the various aspects of what I should consider with my business, and then use that time wisely to put it into my situation. So we would learn about a business topic, and then I would really use that time to think about, what does this mean for me? How do I apply it? How do I launch my business successfully? And without that time carved out, I think it would have been a much more daunting and less successful process.
Absolutely. Now, of course, there is a little competition as
yes.
part of this, which Old Dog Farms won with Kate. And Amy, maybe tell us about that process and how that works.
So yes, there is an optional competition. And what this optional competition is that you will present your business plan that you have written over these 8 to 9 weeks. And we have a series of judges who are all local, who have in fact judged previously. And there is, if you win, there is the potential for some grant money for your business. But in order to win that grant money, you are required to attend all of the classes. So you can't just show up to one class and then show up to present and get grant money. That you do have to show the commitment to learning all of these business points.
Excellent. So Amy, tell us how people can get signed up and remind us the dates of when it starts.
You bet. So again, classes begin on September 10th. All the classes are held at the Star Valley Community Complex in Aetna. They are all on Wednesday evening, and they start at 7 p.m. And if you expect to be there about 2 hours, then you can block your time appropriately. In order to register, you can email our jumpstartyourbusinesssv@gmail.com. That's all one word, jumpstartyourbusinesssv@gmail.com. Or you can call me. My name is Amy, and my phone number, 307-690-6908. And pre-registration is not required, but it is highly recommended, because we can get you the information out ahead of time before that first class.
Excellent. So it's coming up this September, Jumpstart Your Business. Kate, we'll give you one last opportunity here. Why should business owners or future business owners take this course?
Yeah, to make their dreams become a reality. And if anybody wants to talk more about it from the perspective of someone who's done the course, come visit me at the Alpine Farmers Market in Alpine Civic Center 4 to 7 on Thursdays. We've got a couple more weeks. I'd love to chat.
Excellent. That's Kate Gesford with Old Dog Farms, and also Amy Moon discussing the upcoming Jumpstart Your Business course. Amy, while we have you in studio,
yeah.
of course, you're an active member of the Rotary Club of Star Valley.
Absolutely.
And the Oktoberfest is this Saturday.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. We are having Oktoberfest on Saturday, August 30th. Doors open at 5 p.m. Food is served from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Tickets are $15. What that $15 gets you is a bratwurst supper, which is bratwurst, Polish sausage, sauerkraut, potato salad, apples, a dessert, and a drink. You get a free drink with that. And because it is an Oktoberfest event, we do have a beer tent, which also has wine, so available for purchase as well.
Of course. So it's happening this Saturday at the barn at the Star Valley Ranch RV Resort, right?
That is correct. The barn with inside the RV resort. Correct.
Perfect. It's happening this Saturday. Again, that's Amy Moon this morning, Kate Gesford as well. It's all part of the weekday wake up on SVI Radio.